always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian. You tuned in to Yacht of the King Radio. We got D on the track with us today, and we're going to talk about power. Let's get it in right here. This is that new track from Trini featuring the homie Branson, and they call it God Chasers. Let's get it in, y'all. Yacht of the King.
Lord, you know I follow you. All the words you say. And I can't deny I wanna be just like you. You're amazing, faithful, never changing. Got to see where you're going. Got to move, there's no slowing me down. I gotta make it, gotta get to where you are. No matter what tries to stop me, there's no slowing me down, me down, me down. No slowing me down. I'm
something, but in reality, owe me nothing. Heart got a butterfly that I'm hunting. His spirit keeping me in check, no stunting. No fronting, rushing, I'm rushing him all without Christ Jesus. Princess so lost. Early morning, hit my knee, game past to the future. Jesus the same. Without him, got no clue. Like DJs, not running back, never like I seek what he say. Battery on cavalry, he hung like keychains. This life, ever like my soul, he claims. Trini, Princeton, gonna chase you. Jesus Christ is the savior. God chase her as long as I live, never gonna stop.
Don't have to live the life you're living, no.
Brand new EP, The Quad Drop. Now available for free download as well as donation at therealmission.bandcamp.com. All tracks produced by Eshawn Bombay. Also connect with her on Twitter at The Real Mission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop. Now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com. Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yada.king.com and advertise today. Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. All right, right there. That was Portia. The song is called Royalty Free. Man, that's a little different vibe. Man, I like that joint, though, man. I heard it, and I was like, snap, I got to put that on Yacht of the King Radio. I got the homie D on the track with me right now, man. And I just got to tell a story, man. I was chopping it up with Steve T, who I'm going to have to get on an interview ASAP. And I was like, man, what other producers do you know, man, that's putting it down for the kingdom? And like in 30 seconds, he hit me with a Twitter and he was like, hit up D on the track. So I was like, man, let me hit D on the track up. And we was like, okay, man, let's get it in. So now we building. Man, what's up? What's up to all the people, bro?
What's good, y'all? Glad to be here, man. Shout out to Yara King. Shout out to CT, man, for even, you know, introducing us. So. Yeah, it's good to be honored, fam.
That's what's up, man. The way we like to get it started, we like to get things rolling pretty fast, man. Give me a five-minute testimony about how you came to know Jesus, bro. Can you share that with us?
Definitely, man. Man, 5 minutes ain't really no time, but, you know, because the Lord is...
he's still doing
Lord
stuff.
The Lord, yeah, he's still doing stuff, bro, but... long story short, man, I grew up in the church. As of right now, my dad, even a pastor right now. Yeah. I started off as a minister, but I grew up in the church. Real church family, everybody goes to church. So I basically grew up in the church. Like any other traditionalist, just a real, our roots are just in the church, real right. traditional type stuff. But I really didn't know the Lord. I really didn't have a relationship with God, even though I was in the church from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, it was one of those churches where every day.
Yeah, you had seven day a week church. That's what's up.
So I grew up under that. But I really didn't know the Lord for myself, man, until I got about 16 or 17. I had a real encounter with the Lord, man. Yeah. I just felt broken. Like, I really don't know who you are. Like, even though I know things about you, it wasn't an intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I really felt my need for somebody, because I didn't see that at first. I just saw myself as, I'm cool with the Lord, but
yeah.
I really wasn't. I really didn't have a heart change. So I felt the need about 16 or 17. I was broken. And that day, the Lord changed my life. And haven't looked back since. So.
Amen.
Yeah, man. So.
So with that, I mean, I know you gave me the real condensed version. I want to know, man, what drew you at 16 and 17 for you to just say, hey man, like, there was something that happened in your life. Was it any one event, or was this just a whole bunch of different things that happened?
Yeah, actually, there was one event in particular. Dude, Jason is pretty much, everybody knows Jason.
Yeah.
Jason Watson, the artist Jason. Before he moved to Iowa, he was at our church. We went on this missions trip slash like concert series, and he asked me to go along with him. Now, before that day, I wasn't too, I was still, back and forward. But he took me on a trip with him. We went to Dallas, where cats like Lecrae was there. He died. This is all before Cats blew up, but it was dope to see Cats. You know what I'm saying? That, still grinding, like where they come from and see them now was dope.
Yeah.
But anyway, we was out just sharing the gospel with people. And this is a whole new thing for me because of what my past was. And why cats, they sharing the gospel with other folks. I'm hearing the gospel. I'm like, hey, I'm rocked. Through those different series of just sharing the gospel, going around with them, to concerts where it might be only just one or two people there, and they sharing, they're just sharing the gospel there, like, that rocked my life. And on that day, with sharing the gospel, I wasn't in particular sharing the gospel, but for the most part, when I was sharing the gospel from them, my life was changed. So, yeah, shout out to Jason, man.
That's what's up, man. And I'm always a big fan of hearing other artists, man, that, that outside of their artistry, they're affecting people with God. You know what I'm saying? They're changing people's lives. You and the homie T-Word, man. That was a testimony that he shared as well. So that's really what's up. If you haven't heard the T-Word interview in a minute, go check it out on yattatheking.com. Let's do this, man. Talk to me about some of the things that God is still doing in your life, man, because God is an awesome God, bro. So tell me some of the stuff he's doing.
Oh, man, outside of music, man, I have a full-time job. So I have a full-time family. I have a wife. I have four kids. Two of them are twins. And I have a boy and a girl, and I have two other girls. So, man, my time is consumed with just trying to lead my family in the scriptures, and trying to make sure they're good, and then also outside of that, I teach Sunday school at my church. So I pour into my local church as much as I can. Also teach Bible study during the weekdays. So the Lord, man, is always grooming me and always growing me, so I will be able to pour out and and be a servant to others. So the Lord has definitely has been good to my life, man. So those were my time outside of music is just consumed with just church, family, and work. So yeah, man, the Lord has definitely been killing it on that end.
Amen. Well, let's do this, bro. Let's go to the first single, man, that you produced. And, you know, for the producers, we had to pick his favorite, you know what I'm saying, tracks that he has produced. So one of your favorite is called Bang by T-Word featuring Zay. Why is this one of your favorite, bro?
Man, when I just remember when I first was making that track, it was a certain feel while I was making that track. I'm like, this mug is going to be a banger.
Yeah, yeah.
When I got done making that joint, I sent that mug. I already knew I wanted to send it to my homie T-Word. Shout out to T-Word, Bang All Day. So I was like, yo, T-Word, like, this gonna be the theme track for us, bro. So he got that mug, he killed it, and the Lord did his thing after that. So
that's what's up, man. So Bang featuring Zay by the homie T-Word and produced by D on the track. Let's check it out. Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Okay, I'm riding through the city. Hey, Lewis, where you find me? Dudes on the block, pushing up, getting grimy. I ain't seen a deal yet, the owners ain't signed me. Still a free agent, but Bang is where you find me. Ha! Nothing changed, still rapping the king. Whipping that rock like a nine piece on a triple beam. Half a brick, quarter brick, break a brick down. Take a beat, eat it up, ain't letting my team down. Rappers out here, sounding like clowns. Claiming they the king while my father got the crown. Mixtape artists, y'all underground. I spit fire artists, please take precaution. I'm only spitting what my daddy taught me. I'm riding these beats that's hitting the heart like Brian Dawkins. Ballin', I'm talking on nonsense like Charles Barkley. I do this for my team and I'm all in. Taking over like Spartans. Bang, it's pain, bang. We on that same thing. We still making that music, but the one we call Kane. Christ is his name. We do it for his glory. And I'ma bring my father. Ain't nobody doing it for me.
Be father, father, but I cannot let a day go. That's why I get my pesos to build a body and make out. I used to want a Jacob, now I'm reading Revelations. Making up for lost time, I'm calling that reparations. Yeah, my 40 acres, they higher than skyscrapers. So excuse me if I'm hot, I'm standing on the equator. It's God over money and that's the only equation. If you ain't talking that faith, then you ain't speaking my language. Cause I'm cooler, and I rep the ruler. But I'm not perfect, get that out your medulla. They thinking going to church is gonna get you to heaven. They just wanna pour a house like Stephanie Tanner. I'm closer to the sun and they think I go tanning. And Christians thinking I'm crazy like Marilyn Manson. But I'm a rebel for my G.O.D. I done took him out the box like a P.O.
It's pain, pain, we on that same thing. We still making that music, but the one we call Kane. Christ is his name, we do it for his glory. And I'ma bring my father, ain't nobody doing it for me.
Riding these pieces in my nature, it's the usual. Starving name, eight sister manger, where's the cannon suit? Killing these rappers, suit tie, where's the funeral?
I'm on my greatest, but I'm off of my hiatus. Hit the spotlight, what's for taking? So I took, got tired of waiting. I'm so gone, space station, got no home. Step in the baseline, did enough, I stay making. I'm eating good, you stay hating. Word. I'm good, good, I'm good, go. Riding through your hood, go. Headed for them gates, but I ain't scared of no hood. Bro, that's where he got me booked, and that's where I'm staying. Killing everybody out, I guess somebody lame. Bang till
it's over. Yeah, that's what we on. No, I'm never sober. Cause I stay in zone. Work, work, work. Yeah, that's what we about. Bet we rep that bang, homie, whenever we be out. It's pain, pain. We on that same thing. We still making that music, but the one we call Kane. Christ is his name. We do it for what's glory. Yeah. And I'ma wear my father. Ain't nobody doing it for me.
In the building, fresh with my sights on, my team beside me, representing kingdom thrones, maximum capacity, go ahead, pass that gas to me, I'm about to get my drink on, no designated driver needed, no garbage in my system like I'm a vegan, fill it to the top, then to the last drop, here's a tip, don't stop, yeah, let me get that over here. That's nice.
I know you're thirsty, well I got something for ya. I know you want it, well you better hurry up. I know you can't get enough. Fill my cup, let's have fun tonight. I'm running a little low, give me some more. Little water never runs dry.
My friend and your friend, mobbing in the parking lot. This is not a demonstration, I can't hit her, I just fly. Committed to my savior, you could say we tied the knot. Let the water flow, make them bottles pop. Everything I believe, receive is a part of me and I will never ever let it go. The legacy I wanna leave, been a part of me since many years ago. You know we be rocking, we living water popping. No matter what you done, say or do, you can be forgiven. You can be forgiven. Jesus is the living water. Now I hope you ain't confused. Take a shot, take a cup, take a bottle, cause I know.
I know you're thirsty. Well, I got something for ya. I know you want it. Well, you better hurry up. I know you can't get enough. Fill my cup, let's have fun tonight. I'm running a little low, give me some more. Living water never runs dry.
This night is the night that we gon' give a praise. Up and living to the end of my days. I said I'm on it, you want it. I'm on it, you want it. Wherever I'm at, his love surrounds me. Reminds me that he's always here. I'm on it, you want it. I'm on it, you want it.
I know you're thirsty, well I got something for ya. I know you want it, well you better hurry up. I know you can't get enough, fill my cup, let's have fun tonight. I'm running a little low, give me some more, living water never runs dry.
Right there, that's Legacy Music. The song is called Thirsty, man. If you're thirsty, we got that living water, and it can't even fit in a cup. You know what I'm saying? It'll fit in your life, though. That's really what's up. D on the track with me. We getting it in. You heard one of his favorite tracks. I want to know this, though, man, because I do a little bit of producing as well. So I want to know, bro, how did you get involved in producing, man? How did that happen?
Wow, I wasn't even a major hip-hop dude, honestly. Honestly, I was pretty sheltered as a kid from that stuff. So I grew up in a church, like I said before, but I always, since I've known to walk around, I always played the drums. So I always have music in my life. So I've been playing the drums since I was about 3. And then when Jason and them came to our church around when I was about 15, I saw him doing music, of course. I was around Flame, Jason, and all of them at the cast. And then one day they took me over to JR Studio. I'm looking at these dudes like, man, are they producing some heat. JR and Nas, like, formerly So High Production. So I would go over there and just sit. Like, I want to do this. So eventually, I picked up a few software things and just, and for her, it just took off. And yeah, shout out to JR and that, man. Them dudes supporting to me and continue to do so.
Wow, man. The thing I like about your testimony, man, is just people that are continuing to pour into your life, man. And on the flip side of that, who are you pouring into, man? Is there any other producers that you got a chance to pour into? Any other artists, man, that you actually have done the same, that you kind of keep the cycle going yet, if that's happened yet?
Yeah, man. I'm always looking to pour into that. I have actually two younger dudes who I work with a lot that really, I mean, a couple of people may have heard of, but shout out to D-Hood. I work with D-Hood a lot. He's a young dude from St. Louis. He's a beast on the beat. I'm pretty sure Cass will be hearing about him soon. And another guy by the name of Eric, I work with him really close too. They're a pretty young dude. They're about 19.
What'd you say the second brother's name was?
His name is Eric.
Okay.
St. Louis as well. Yeah, Eric. So they're some young dudes, about 19, 20. So I've seen what Cats have done for me, so it's only right that I do the same. So
yeah. Well, talk to me about this, man. As a producer, you said you didn't like hip hop, but where did you get your sound, man? Like you, I know that you still, you probably listen to a lot of hip hop now. People might come to you and say, yeah, hey, man, I want to sound like this. But what would you say, if you can name even some producers that you've heard of before, how would you describe your sound, man, with other producers in mind, or even if you want to just come from scratch and say, man, my sound sounds like this?
Yeah, yeah. I'm inspired by a lot of guys, by a lot of dudes. I can point to anywhere from JR to a Kanye or to a Timberland.
Yeah.
Or just anybody. I'm inspired by a lot of that. But when I sit down and try to make music, I just try to go up with whatever's in my mind. A lot, I can tell you what other people will say my stuff sound like. It's real grimy, so it has like a drummer boy type feel, or just some real dark, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff that you might hear a guy like Meek Mill rap over, some stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when I sit down, I just try to create whatever in my head and just try to get it out, because I just think it's art, you know what I'm saying? You're expressing yourself, so I just kind of go off my emotions and my feeling and what I'm feeling during that time, and I just try to lay it out on my keys. So, yeah, man.
So talk to me, man. What you produce with, bro? Just for somebody out there that's saying, hey, man, I want to get involved in production. What did you start with, and what do you got now?
Man, I started off on a straight Casio. And a Casio and this program, which is, I think it's pretty dope now, but when they first brought it off, it was pretty whack. I think it was Sonar. Sonar 3.1 or something. Stuff wasn't hot back then, but now I'm working on FL Studio, and I work off Reason a little bit.
Yeah.
But mainly my main arsenal is FL Studio. I have a 61 MIDI keyboard, and that's it, man. I don't have an MPC. I don't have a lot of stuff in my studio, so I just try to get it done with less and let the God do the rest. So I just use FL Studio. It was pretty beastly too, so I love FL Studio.
Alright, man, tell me who you produced for thus far. Just name some of the artists, man, that you've done some work with.
I've done work with Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Of late, Flame. I've done work with Bumps, Future, Al Cam, D-Word, who else? Trouble out of St. Louis, female rapper. I want to say that, yeah, I know there's going to be more. Future, Jason, Flame, Trouble, T-Word, Alcon. There might be more to give me. My memory is terrible. but it is. So, Yeah, those I know for sure.
All right, let me ask you this, man. With production, I know, you know, you get the it sounds like you're a strictly dedicated Christian producer. Now, you know, you got other producers that they dib and dab. They might produce for somebody in the world. You know, they might produce for somebody in the church. But talk to me about why you decide to just solely produce for people in the kingdom.
That's a dope question. I was actually having this conversation earlier. I feel like the main part, God saved us and he set us apart from the world.
So even
in that alone, he set us apart from the world. There are certain things that we shouldn't mingle in. There's a scripture in Psalms that says, and I'm paraphrasing, it says, don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Like, don't right. be a part of certain things.
Yeah.
Don't have, or as another scripture that says, don't let the evil be even rumored about or
right.
spoken of.
Yeah.
I think in that sense alone, that's why I don't, but even just on a basic, just on a regular level, because of their content, man.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to, what, they, you give these dudes a beat, and what are they going to say over your record? It's going to be some wild stuff, and as a Christian, you're going to have to deal with that. Like,
yeah.
You're going to have to face God with that. Like, that guy's going to look at you and go like, hey, did you let these dudes say God-hating stuff on your records and you're a Christian? That's not cool. So that's how I look at it. Now, I'm not going to say it. For a while for me, it was a wrestle. But
yeah.
as time went on, I'm like, man, these dudes, they saying some wild stuff, man. You're going to have to face God with these things that they're saying over your records. So that's how I kind of face it, and that's how I look at it.
That's what's up, man. So definitely, man, we want that in to encourage some of the other producers out there. What would you say, man? Any word of encouragement to producers, even doing that route? Because, you know, sometimes it's hard in the Christian game. I ain't going to say it's hard in the Christian. It's hard to be a producer in general just to get your stuff out.
Yeah.
So what would you say to encourage them, man, to just basically encourage somebody?
I would say first, man, check the motive of your heart of why you're doing anything and everything. And that's where it really starts. It's a heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we just scheme over things. So I would say, yo, just check your motive and see why you're doing these things. Because it's your motive that drives you. Now, the Bible talks about the heart is desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it?
Right.
So you gotta be constantly checking your motives and your heart to see why you're doing certain things. Because it's easy to go, you know, it's easy just to do stuff like that. It's easy to go astray. So I would just say, you know, man, check your motives and ask yourself why you're doing this. And in the long run, like, it is going to really benefit you, because at the end you're going to have to face God, because I mean, it's just that how it's going to happen. So
right.
Yeah, I would just say strictly check your motives and your heart, man.
Alright, yeah. Well, let's go to this next song, man, you produced, called Crank. Talk to me about this one right here, man. Who's on it and why is this one of your favorites?
Man, this is Crank It Up by Jason featuring Pro. This is to me, one of my best joints I ever produced, even to this day.
Yeah.
I love the joint because it's a banger. It gets your head knocking, your head rocking, and I love the flows over. I love how Jason and Pro came together and made it a great track. So shout out to them brothers. So they killed it, and I was happy to be a part of it. So yeah, let's Crank It Up by Jason featuring Pro.
Let's hop into it. Yada the King.
Yada the King. rep hard for the Lord if you really know me. Making his name famous, you know what I'm about, homie. It ain't really worth a thing if he ain't getting glory. You say you riding for the king, go ahead, show me. He coming back, let him know about it. My life loud, even if I never flow about it. The world like, keep quiet, getting low about it. But you can nail me to a cross and cut my throat about it. Married to church, and he crazy about it, son. Ain't ashamed of it, shout it. Even if you think shit ugly, dirty and bummy, but we redeemed from sin. And the price was his life, yes, he went all in. So what you shamed by? Maybe he ain't flying up. Acting all scared, homie, maybe he ain't dying up. Well, to me, what he did on the cross made me find my joy in him and count everything as lost.
Crank it up, ain't bright enough. Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up.
They say your life ain't hype enough.
Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
You should do, bro. Go ahead and crank it up.
Look, I'm a brain dirty. Life through the blood pusher. Christ turned up. My life's a subwoofer. He is the light, and it ain't right if he ain't beaming through ya. Christ a glass maker. They should see him through ya.
So go get it on. Rep his throne in your city. Make his glory known off the dome like a Philly.
Crank it on in the way your face ain't shown like a pity.
Home ain't here really though. So long for where you finna go.
Home's what you chillin' for. Lift the living bread up. Christ got his heel bruised. Satan got his head bust. Sin got his head crushed. Bombs over Baghdad. Hefty, hefty six sack. The graves in a trash bag.
So LOL, homie, show him what your faith about to do. News is the mill and the world is your paper route. You know what the race about. Never let them snap the wire.
Cause they won't hear your life unless Christ is your amplifier.
They say your light ain't bright enough. Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up.
They say your life ain't hype enough.
Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Your light ain't bright enough. Your life ain't hype enough. This what you should do, bruh. Go ahead and crank it up.
So where your volume sit? I'm trying to raise mine. Frontliner style, fam. They need to hear the baseline. He raced mine. I was so sick, had to be broken just to shine. I'm a ghost stick.
The goal
to go get those who hopeless. Show them that he rose. And the goal is focus. So just be bold. Cause you know who your hope's in. No don't fold. You should know why the flow spit. Stay focused. That's our life's battle. Reach the whole world. Know how fast life travels. So let your life speak to hear you beating downtown.
All turned good.
The world hear us.
Surround sound.
So go on and crank it up. Cause some is hard to see. Let your light shine. And watch the darkness flee. The world it brawls with me. But his word is charging me. And I'ma stand out. Stand out like he's calling.
They say your light ain't bright enough. Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up. Go ahead and crank it up.
They say your life ain't hype enough.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
Go ahead and crank it up.
What you should do, bruh, go ahead and crank it up.
Now that's how you know I'm dedicated. I try to tell the world they think I'm medicated. But I was dead till you fill me with your Holy Ghost. No Lecrae, but I'm living off your
overdose.
I gave my all to you, and now I live the best life. And I will keep on living till I see you in the next life. I used to be a lost boy, but see that was my ex-life. Was married to the world, but I divorced her like an ex-wife. Now I lift up your name. The people, they think that I'm freaking insane. They think it's a game, but I was ashamed. I was content with just staying the same. You entered my brain, blew into my frame. My purpose was plain the moment you came. The flesh is a mess when it tests, bring the pain. Cause spiritual death brings physical pain. And it seems bad, but the flesh rise, I go scream fast. Serial kill myself with just a Bible and a ski mask. Can't just let it ski past, cause this flesh not at all caring. I die to myself daily, and my homies here cause they pallbearing. Open up my eyes, the enemy is me. Owe you my life, I gotta end me. No other
options. It's either do or die. But they look at me crazy, tell me it's suicide. 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 Beautiful suicide. Lord, you blow my mind with your 66. I take your Bible and I treat it like it's 60 clips. I treat your scriptures like my bullets, it's that plain and simple. I put that weapon to my temple, then I blow my mental. Now my mind's gone, and all I do is bleed you. I know my sin and grieves you, now when I sin, I grieve too. Lord, I know I need you, and I know I need to die to self, cause that leads to a life that can truly please you. Cause if I tell the truth, I just don't trust myself. I give my life to you before I crush myself. Cause you gon' get the glory when it's said and done. I owe you my life, Romans 12 and 1. Your love's the drug and you just brought the fiend out. You broke me like a glow stick and that just brought the bling out. My flesh be trying to scream out, but me, I'm not at all caring. I die to myself daily and my homies here cause they pallbearing. I open up my eyes, the enemy is me. I owe you my life, I gotta end me. No other options, it's either do or die. But they look at me crazy, tell me it's suicide. 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 Beautiful suicide.
The show on the go.
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right. I told you we was talking about Steve T earlier, so I had to throw in a track he produced. That was Steve T produced on that joint, and Mike Real, Beautiful Suicide. Man, and I'm going to just say this, man. This is a side note. Man, there's so many artists out there in St. Louis, man. I mean, you named the most of the cats you produced for was in St. Louis. How strong is St. Louis in the Christian hip-hop community? Talk to me about that, man.
Man. me and my homies always look around like, why hasn't St. Louis just got a St. Louis home-based label and just do work out here? Yeah, man. I think it's pretty strong, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rappers out here.
Yeah.
It can be a good thing, and you know, it can be a bad thing. But for the most part, man, it's a lot of talented cats out here that the Lord is using to do His work. Most of the cats I really do work with is St. Louis cats, and I don't mind some of my bros or my homies. Like, I love working with them dudes. They're talented.
Yeah.
It's pretty strong down here. We got a lot of talented cats down here as well.
Dope, man. Well, let's hop on the topic of the day, man. And as y'all know, we got a topic of the day. If you have a topic that you want us to talk about, you can give us a call at 425-243-4285. Call or text me. You know what I'm saying? Or hit us up on Twitter or Facebook at Yada the King. And we could definitely get it in on your topics. Today's topic, right before I got in, I was like, man, Lord, what should we talk about? And power came up. So my question is, man, how do you define power as a Christian? What would you say a powerful Christian or a power in a Christian looks like?
Well, first I would say without the power, it would be very hard to be a Christian if not at all.
right.
I mean, because if you think about it, I mean, it is the power that gets us through life. And this power that I'm speaking about is the power that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When we get the first see that power when it happens in Acts
chapter 2,
when the Holy Spirit first comes on the scene.
Yeah.
And this is where this power comes from. And this is what aids the Christian to navigate through life. This God has given us this power. That's why I said, if not for the power, man, it'd be very, very tough. And I would go as far as saying if you don't have the power, it probably wouldn't be nothing nice.
Yeah.
Because it is so needed, especially in this day and culture, man.
Yeah.
We're fighting against so much stuff. If you're not prayed up, if you're not getting in, if you're not fellowshipping with other believers, I mean, it is hard to navigate through this life. Because everything that this world is just wants to eat everything up and has no prisoners, no mercy at all. So, I mean, the power is very key to a Christian life and their walk throughout their walk and throughout their life, man. So you definitely need the power of the Holy Spirit to get through this life. Definitely need that power.
All right, so you kind of talked about it a little bit, but I want you to break it down. How do we get power in our life? How do we get it?
I would say first and foremost, how you get the power is you first have to accept Jesus Christ.
Right.
And once you accept Jesus Christ, you now have the Holy Spirit. So on that point, you already have power. Now, if you want to continue to, to grow in that power, because you know the Holy Spirit is God, and that's power enough. But if you want to continue to grow in that, you would need to read daily, memorize scriptures, because a lot of times I hear people say, okay, well, now I got the power, I don't need to do nothing. And that's not what the scriptures teach. The scriptures don't teach that. The scriptures teach that you need to work. You need to work at this. Like, it's on both ends. You work and you have the power. God is giving you something. Now you got to continue to push, to grow and to sanctify that. So I think you need to read, you need to pray, memorize scriptures. All these things to help, you know what I'm saying, so that your power that the Holy Spirit is giving you, that you can continue to feed that spirit, man, or to feed that power so you can navigate through this life, man. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to me, man, just in the Bible, somebody that you saw the power of God working in their life, what are some of the things that people, let's say somebody might not have their Bible in front of them, and you're going to give them just a brief overview of a scripture that somebody was operating in power. Can you share one of those with us, man?
Yeah. I have a thing. It's so many. Dope examples, but if I can one just jump in my mind, I would have to go with Peter and during this time, the scene is Jesus Christ is on his way to the cross. And even before this, Jesus told Peter, he said, "Yo, Peter, you're gonna deny me three times.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna deny me three times." And Peter's like, "No, I will never do that." Peter, he eventually denies Jesus Christ all three times, like Jesus said. So we get to see Peter. Man, Peter was like this weak dude. Like Jesus, like, you didn't roll with Jesus. Like, you didn't see the many miracles he's done. You didn't see everything he did. You didn't see how he multiplied the five loaves and fish and the bread. Like, you just seen all these great miracles, him healing people.
Yeah.
And now you would deny him. So we get to see Peter in this weak state. And then you turn after Jesus is crucified, and he's ascended to heaven, and you turn over in the Acts, and then you see Peter, this dude, like, who was weak before, but all of a sudden something happens to him. And he goes on this amazing rant, this speech, where he's just giving it to these dudes. And he's just, and you get to see this overwhelming power that took over his life, to the point where he's even talking to the dudes who had a hand in crucifying Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, he's straight talking to these dudes like, "Yo, y'all tripping. Y'all just killed an innocent dude." Like, and that's just, you get to see the difference between Peter, not having that power to, when he got the power of the Holy Spirit, become somebody totally different, somebody who was bold and proclaimed the gospel, even in the faces of the dudes who had a hand to kill Jesus. So, man, like, that story alone amazes me to this day. So.
That's what's up, man. Definitely get the power in your life by accepting Jesus Christ. First of all, I mean, there's power. You know, the old church say there's power, wonder-working power in the blood. You know what I'm saying? So you know that there's power in Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus. And also, man, there's being empowered by the Holy Spirit, as he said, man. And I'll talk on the topic of the day later. You know how we do. But, man, that was great, bro. I'm gonna say this, man. Yeah. What would you say to somebody that is searching for the power, that, because there's a lot of things that people do today to try to be quote unquote empowered. They try to get power in this life. You hear secular artists talking about they got the power, but what distinguishes the power of God from the power that the enemy has?
Yeah, man, I agree with you, bro. There is a lot of this stuff out here that people are saying, you know, if you drink this, you drink that, or you take this, you know, you take this cloth and you do this with that cloth. And it's a lot of great you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of great motivational speakers out that claim, you know what I'm saying, that get people riled up. But I would say, you know what I'm saying, that's not the real power, because that's only something that's temporal. It only satisfies for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't extend itself. They only do that just so it can get you riled up and feeling good just for the moment.
Mm.
That's not what real power is. And what distinguishes is the power of the Holy Spirit gives you joy unspeakable. It's not temporal. It's forever.
Right.
It's here now. And once we go, we still have that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just something temporal; it's everlasting, and it benefits the Christian so much in this life,
so much.
So I would say that, man. Like, the other stuff is real temporal. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's not really real. So I would say, start with Jesus Christ and start with the cross. And by way of that, man, you'll find out what the power is.
Amen. That's what's up, man. Be a powerful Christian. One of my bishops, man, he always talks about being a powerful Christian or a pitiful Christian. You're only going to be one or the other, man. So find out what it means. You know what I'm saying? Or just pitiful. I wouldn't even put Christian behind it. But powerful or pitiful, who are you, man? That's really what's up. Loud music, man. We play our music loud. We love to get it bumping. When I saw the video, I was like, yeah, this song goes hard. Then I found out D on the track produced this joint. Talk to me about this song, man, and your reaction to the video.
Man, that to this day, that's probably one of my biggest records. I got the opportunity to produce that joint. It was crazy because that joint came out on Pro's mixtape, and then it came out also on Cannon's EP. So they kind of like shared the joint. So it's kind of like Pro Cannon, Cannon Pro, however you want to look at it. But yeah, shout out to RMG and Reese Records for that opportunity, man. So it was a big record for me. I love making that mug. I love making trap stuff. It has that trap type of feel, grimy feel. So I love making that type of stuff anyway. I sent that mug to, I initially sent it to Cannon. He heard it, and he spazzed out on it. Long story short, it went on Pro's, and then also went on Cannon. And then when I saw the video, they shot the video up at doing Legacy, up at Legacy Conference. So we actually got a chance to a few scenes to be in the video. I know everybody probably saw T-Word in that mug snapping. So we got a chance to even see the making a little bit of the video, and got a chance to share it. So the video was crazy. They killed that. So it was dope to be a part of Loud Music, man. That mug did work. So
all right, it was
great opportunity for me, man.
Yeah, let's hop into that Loud Music featuring Pro or featuring Cannon, however you want to do it, Pro song or Cannon song, produced by the homie D on the track. Let's get it in. Yada the King Radio. Tell somebody it's going down.
I got something for that. Hey, this that wild music, that loud music. Start a ride in the crowd music, that jump around and get sweaty. Throw them elbows in that eye music, I'm sweaty. Get a tie music, that 808 shake the ground music. That walk around in that Kroger, then go act the fool in that owl music. I'm
Hey, this that track that make you beat right down your block. This that track that make you beat right down your block. Bump, be quiet, we too young and wild. Bump, be quiet, we too young and wild.
Music. Start a ride in the crowd music, that jump around and get sweaty. Throw them elbows in that eye music, I'm sweaty. Get a tie music, that 808 shake the ground music, that walk around in that Kroger, then go act the fool in that owl music. Go ride around with no top boy, ain't look around for no cop boy. Beat the beat down the block boy, not bump trying to turn down boy. Not summertime to get hot boy, trip around in my zone boy. I'm Gucci Gucci, get loud music, I'm good cousin, I'm gone boy. Nah, your shirt still dry, you ain't geek though. All my partners wildin', not your ego. Ten toes deep, you know we linked up. Got the spirit in us, homie, we G'd up. Y'all know when we act up, everybody start acting up. Follow me as I follow Christ, and I saw the king got jacked up. Now, wow, I'm true there, that's stupid. Ooh, lads, my speakers, I blew that. And I'm RMG, and y'all knew that. Now, this that track that make you beat right down your block. This that track that make you beat right down your block. We too young and wild. Don't be quiet, we too young and wild. Use that track that make you be right down your block. Use that track that make you be right down your block. Don't be quiet, we too young and wild. Don't be quiet, we too young and wild.
Ain't just that wild music, that loud music. Body surf on that crowd music. Big bone, my body tight, but I'm not a dude, I might do it. Elbows, my tumbo, when I come through, y'all better move. My homegirls off in there, messing up they head, dude. Not King Kong, my bass, sweat all on my face. I don't think you should hate, homie, this ain't the place. Y'all know what it is, tattooed on my skin. One of that six, gon' get like this. Be right
ride down the block and my truck is swerving lanes. Hanging all out the window, yelling out unashamed. And your mom and them keep looking at me like he insane.
And they might be right,
so give me space.
Try to put me in a cage, ain't nowhere like me. I done hopped up out my grave, but I ain't a zombie. My life is subwoofer and that door's knocking. Bass beating, bells ringing, you can call it rockin'.
Hey, it's that track that make you be right down your block. It's that track that make you be right down your block. Bump, be quiet, we too young and wild. Bump, be quiet, we too young and wild. It's that track that make you be right down your block. It's that track that make you be right down your block.
Feeling fine, new day, new state of mind. Yesterday's gone, today's a new day to grind. Perspective got bigger, took the negatives and made a whole nother picture. Feeling like new money, but money is not the issue. Procrastination's a piece of the mess around and kill you. Dreams looking at you, but you ain't looking familiar. Haters talking that talk when you're winning, they don't feel you. Life goes on, eyes focus on, I buy, no worries at all. I ain't hurting, not for nada. Righteous vision got me living like a king proper. Fist full of dreams got me feeling like Dr. MLK, J.R. Life is like a horror movie, but we made it out that scene. So fresh, so clean. So be that one in a million, live with purpose, stay winning, dominion gone.
One in a million. One in a million. One in a million. One in a million. One in a million.
Yeah. Be the change that you need to see. Originality rare in the land of wannabes. Must I appease to be something I'm not? Never being counterfeit is something that you should not treasure. Price tag, that's never upon my soul. Mama said be careful, this cold world's out of control. Oh Lord, what they want me to do? In the mirror I see me, homie, and not you. Fist to the sky, eyes to the sun. Dreams are not a sprint, baby, it's a marathon. And I'm running, yeah, 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 I'm running. See them ghosts and them dreams, yeah, yeah. We gunning, it only takes one brave soul for change. Got courage today, they say it's strange. Forget them doubters and them naysayers. Run it back on these boys, yell sayers.
One in a million. One in a million.
Move it out now.
Yeah, one in a million. That's the homie Sherrod White. I like that track, man. And that producer, Tone Jones, he goes hard too, man. Shout out to all the cats working in the kingdom, putting out a lot of work, man. And that's really what's good. That's really what's up. D on the Track is with me, man. How did you get the name D on the Track, man? Is your name D? What's up, man? Let me know.
Yeah, my real name is David, but everybody that's growing up, of course, called me D.
Okay.
But how I got the name D on the Track, it came from Future. I produced Future's first album. It was a song called Do Me, and unknowingly, when he got on the beat, he just said D on the Track. So after that, it just kind of stuck with me. I just kind of used it. So shout out to Future. He kind of just dubbed me with that name, and I use it every chance. So that's how Be On A Track came about.
All right, man. What you got coming up next, man? What are you cooking up, man? You got beats on the horizon. What's up, man? What you got going?
Man, I'm working with a lot of cats, man. The Lord has definitely been doing this thing. Definitely been working with with my homeboys, which is my home team, which is Bang Music, which is the homie T Word, and we have another guy we're working with, just grooming him, getting him ready. So me and T Word, we stay in the studio working, we stay grinding, trying to, you know, just trying to make good music.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, of course, I love working with Al Cam. Me and him been in the studio as well. Outside of that, I got something coming out with Flame. Got something coming out with Jason. I'm even working with Everyday Process.
They're working, man. I've been waiting for that joint.
They working. So shout out to them for the opportunity. I've been really working close with the homie Israel. That's my guy right there. And then shout out to the guys over at God Over Money, Bizzle and Bump. I stay working with them guys, especially Bumps, man. That's my guy. So I love working with Bumps. Outside of that, I've been sending some to Cannon and Pro and all those guys. So, Tony Tillman. So we'll see where that goes and see where that leads. But I thank God for all the opportunities he's provided for me. So.
Dope, yeah. Man. And I'm just going to say this, man, just from talking to you, I see that you're a real humble dude, man. And the Bible says that God will promote those that are humble, but he opposes the proud, man. And that I just want to say, man, that God is going to continue to elevate you, man, as you continue to have that heart. And that's just a side note. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in here prophesying. That's just what the word of God says. You know what I'm saying? So
I appreciate it, though, man.
Yes, sir. Yep. Let me ask you this, man. Who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with? Is there anybody out there you like, man, I would love to work with this cat?
I would love to work with, man.
I know the list is long.
I like all the guys I'm working with now.
Yeah.
If I had to choose anybody in particular, it would probably have to be, I would love to work with Lecrae, of course.
Right.
I would love to work with Tripoli or some of them guys. You know, just some guys. I have actually, me and KB, I would love to get some with KB. I almost actually had some on his last album.
Yeah.
So I would love to work with some of them guys. But the guys I'm already working with is like the cats I really want to work with. And then two, I would love, I forgot to mention him. I'm sending stuff to Fizzle. As well, so I would love to work with Fizzle too. So, I would love to definitely work with those cats.
All right, man, and get some shout outs, bro. Who would you like to give a shout out to?
Man, shout out to my team, Bang Music. Bang Music, man, we coming, we grinding. So, shout out to Bang Music. Shout out to the homie Nav, man, for pouring into me.
Yeah.
Spending time with me in the studio, helping me figure out different stuff. Shout out to JR for pouring into me too. Without these cats, man,
wouldn't have certain things, wouldn't be at the level I am. Shout out to, it's a story, shout out to Fizzle, man. This dude, Fizzle is probably responsible for half of my studio, actually. Wow. Him and Nab. Shout out to, Cats is constantly poor to me, so I can't do nothing but be humble by these cats.
Amen.
Fizz gave me my first MIDI keyboard, and some other stuff. I think he gave me a desk. So then one time, I don't know, Cat Fizz was producing. Fizz used to be a little producer out here. So when he stopped producing a little bit, he gave me his stuff. So I was very thankful for that. So shout out to them guys. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my home church, MVCC, and everybody in that.
Yeah.
God has been good.
Hey, if Thizzle produced, he would be like, yo, this is Thizz on the track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, man, give your contact information, man, for somebody out there that's like, hey, man, I want to work with you, man. I want to connect with you. What would you say?
Man, you can look me up on Twitter, /DeeOnTheTrack on the track. Or you can get at me on Facebook, Beyond Track as well. I'm mainly on Twitter, man. I have actually a website coming soon, so you can hit me up on Twitter and you'll be seeing updates about me a lot. You see probably more sports things about Miami Heat or somebody, but you'll see some updates as well. So yeah, that's how you can mainly get at me is through my Twitter.
All right, man. You want to hear more from D on the track? You got to get into Fun Facts. It's only on the Yacht of the King app for the Android and iPhone and the Nook, Kindle, with all that stuff. It's only $1.99, man. We're going to get it in. We're going to talk about sports, too. Since he said that, we're going to talk about it. Hey, man, D, I appreciate you getting here on the podcast with me, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Shout out to Yacht of the King, man. You're doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
We keep it up for the King, bro. We'll be right back. Let's get into this joint. Fodacy Music 12-2. Yacht of the King. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Let me see the 12-2.
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Let me see the 12-2.
You can call me Mr. Arab Kami. Went through a lobotomy, God is my doctor, doctored on me. It's like I'm a newborn teething. Want more of his word, I'm feeding. I eat it up like Alfredo Fettuccine. Chini never ever come form, but I'm transformed from the chill of the corn. It's a part of me to be walking godly. I'm godly walking, born with a song in me. As I pass it to my brother from father, see I'll be singing like
Yo. Organic flow, you could call it 12-2. Transform with the new mind, faith is on glue. Stuck on grace cause my style is on the fresh kind. Cause I'm blueberry slanging when I'm in the vine. Read between the lines and walking in the context. Echo what I'm seeing in the Bible, living complex. Sin is the villain head, Christ is the hero. I'm living 100 cause my flesh is on zero.
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Let me see the 12-2.
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Let me see the 12-2. Brass of buildings to live in, I'm a pilgrim. A pill of more than millions to crossfire the billions. But billions don't move me, ain't living for my counterpart. I'm living for the man who took the mountain with a rugged cross. Living for the man who came and found me when I was lost. The bounty was death, but Jesus came and paid it off. So keep your customs, we defer to see him higher. And the war till a general tells us to cease fire.
On my 12-2, revive my energy. I don't need the Red Bull to live up what's in me. Feather up the dove on my skin, I need the lotion. And my firefly is floating over Frank Ocean. Lemon 16, green tea with the ginger. Cause you know the tea flow is heating up the winter. Inspired by by the word, cause he know I'm in the zone. It's his vision on the screen, so I watch
the drop. I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform, cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2. Woo-woo-za. I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform, cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Something must be wrong with my medulla oblongata. Dancing for the world, now I move for the father. Spirit changed me, new view, new glasses. Sin was my class, now faith in my hall passes. Bye, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, call him the hat trick. Now he got me preaching 3-in-1 like St. Patrick. I was running like Jonah, became a fish dish. Now God changed my tune, that's real tuna fish. Hey.
Days. Woke up feeling major pain, so I ain't even hesitate to raise my hands and say, nah, I done had some better days. Woke up feeling major pain, so I ain't even hesitate to raise my hands and say, you with us in the fire, with us in the fire. You with us in the fire, you with us in the fire, with us in the fire, you with us in the fire. Lost my mama last Sunday morning. Took her own life, no goodbyes and no warning. But I rebuked the torment, attacking me in mourning. I won't put my hands down, God is good regardless. Hurt to see my sister crying, hate to hear my pops bawling. But we all surviving, by the grace of God. I made up my mind, it's worship year round. 365 and speaking the word, never be silent. Warfare time, spiritually violent. So every time the devil round my way, all he gon' see is clapping, all he gon' hear is praise. With us in the fire, you with us in the fire, you with us in the fire, with us in the fire, you with us in the fire. No more delaying, no more doubting, just cause fire's blazing. No more pouting, no more long faces, no more deception, no more believing saying.
No more lack, no more hatred, no more chains, no more waiting, no more giving up, no more half praising, no more worrying. No more reservations, no more word curses, no more condemnation, no more excuses, no more victim playing, no more depression, no more than we can take it. Grace amazing.
You with us in the fire, with us in the fire, you with us in the fire, you with us in the fire, with us in the fire, you with us in the fire.
You.
Right there, that's the homie Caleb Starr. A little higher. Yada the King Radio, you tuned in. I appreciate y'all for checking us out. Getting it in. Make sure you go ahead and get that Yada the King app. Only $1.99 for the Android, the iPhone, the Kindle Fire. Man, we appreciate all y'all that picked it up, man, and supported and taking us with you to work. You know what I'm saying? Got us in the whip. I'm going to have to do another traffic jam show real quick to keep that music pumping for y'all. And I'm going to do a local traffic jam, man. Get it in for all the artists in my area, my hometown, because I love them, man, and I support them. You dig? Yada the King Radio. Let's get on the topic of the day. Power. We're talking about power now. I'm going to just say this. Pastor Nate, which is my bishop, one of the things that he always says is you can be a powerful Christian or you can be a pitiful Christian. When you think about what it means to be a pitiful Christian, realistically, you are operating in no power. Therefore, you do whatever occurs to you, whatever happens in your life, you feel like you have no control over it. But God has given us power. Actually, when you look at Genesis, it says he gave us dominion over all that was in the land. And this is before we became the sinful nature that we are now. This is what God intended for us. He got, obviously God runs everything. So he gave us dominion. I think even about healing, and there's so many denominations that don't believe in healing. There's so many denominations of the church that don't believe in the power of prayer. I mean, to me, that is something that God has given us, man. And I always say this. You guys keep hearing me say this. I married my wife because she had a very powerful prayer life. When she prays, man, you feel it. And it's not just a feeling. It's not an emotional thing. Let me clarify that. You can see the Spirit of God moving. You can feel the Spirit of God in the place because she commands powerful prayer. Even when we praise God, God wants us to be powerful. Yada the King is all about powerful praise of our God, man. And there's power in us as we be obedient to God, as we walk out what he called us to do. You think about somebody like Samson. He had power in his life when he did the things that he was supposed to do. Even when he failed, he got back in the right state with God and said, okay, God, man, let me do this last thing for you, man. And God allowed him to utilize the power that he gave him, even though that was his last act. What's your last act going to be, man? When we think about it, are you going to be considered powerful? Are you going to be considered somebody that impacted a nation for Jesus? One of my favorite stories right now is about David in the Bible. And as he's pretty much dying, there's 30 men, mighty men of valor all around him that he was able to get infused. He was ready. He was able to empower them to go forth and do something big for God, man. That, to me, that's powerful. When we leave this earth, are we going to be able to have that same legacy? Man, these are 30 men that they saw what I did and they said, hey, man, I want to go harder for God. We need that, man, today, especially with all the things that are going on, man, in the world, man. It's crazy. We're seeing all these tornadoes, these shootings, all kind of stuff, man. The word of God is powerful. The Bible says it will not return void. We have to put it into action. We have to be the believers that speak God's word and share God's word and even see drug dealers change, see drug addicts, homosexuals change by the power of the gospel. Man, this is the Warrior Don Christian. Be powerful. Don't be a pitiful believer. You dig? Life, I'm signing off. And bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta keep my
Yada the King Radio.
I'm
Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends. Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.